New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft called it the sweetest Super Bowl win ever. The Patriots overcame a 25-point deficit last night to beat the Atlanta Falcons in overtime in Super Bowl 51, 34-28, the first ever Super Bowl that went into OT. Pats quarterback Tom Brady was named Super Bowl MVP.
Thank you to all our fans, everyone back in Boston, New England, we love you. You've been with us all year. We're bringing this sucker home!
And with that, joining us this morning from Houston is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, who joins us by Skype. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking a morning edition after the Super Bowl, as you have all season long.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. What an exciting game that was.
Can you remember another football game that even came close to the excitement of that one last night?
Well, I think what sort of stood out in this game is that it wasn't a great game through the first three quarters. It was really the final quarter that stood out. The Patriots' victory over the Seahawks 2 years ago was probably a better game from start to finish, or at least a little better than this one. But this comeback, Bob, no one has ever done that. I mean, the largest comeback in a Super Bowl was 10 points prior to this. The Patriots trailed by 25 points in the second half of this game. Simply remarkable.
Let's start with the start of the game, the first half and the first part of the third quarter. What were the Patriots doing wrong? Atlanta was just rolling over them.
They were, and a lot of the credit does need to go to Atlanta for that. They were playing fast and physical on defense, but the formula for the Patriots that wasn't working was that they couldn't run the ball to settle things down on offense, which meant that it was a pure passing game for them. And the Atlanta Falcons were able to just tee off and get to Tom Brady and create pressure and hurry him into making throws faster than he wanted to. They made some uncharacteristic mistakes. The running back, LeGarrette Blount, lost only his second fumble of the year, and the Falcons turned that into a touchdown. And Tom Brady made an uncharacteristic mistake, throwing an interception that was returned for a touchdown. So you combine all those things together, and it was probably the worst half of football the Patriots had played all year.
So what was said in the huddles or in the locker room or on the sidelines that suddenly woke the Patriots up and brought them to this almost, as it's been described in a couple of different media organizations, miraculous comeback?
Well, so there's a couple things. One is the steady hand of Bill Belichick. He's never going to panic. And what they talked about after the game was, we just need to start, like, make one play, and then one becomes two, and then two becomes three, and maybe we can get into a rhythm of some sort. And the second thing was, there was one player, a safety, Daron Harmon, who apparently, Bob, in the locker room, had told people that they were going to put together the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. And a couple of his teammates looked at him and said, look, we just need to make like one play here before we can think like that. But once they made one, they sort of galvanized, and it manifested itself into something, a great comeback.
Quarterback Tom Brady, as we know, named the game MVP, had a rough first half, as you were talking about, but ended up completing 43 of 62 passes for 466 yards and two touchdowns. Tell us about his determination to lead that comeback.
Well, determination is a great word, and we know he dedicated this game to his mother. He wanted to win it for her. She's been battling illness for about 18 months, and she attended the game, the first game she's attended this year. So in addition to the determination, Bob, there was a lot of emotion in this game for Tom Brady, and it really showed on the field after the game when he basically collapsed from just emotional and physical exhaustion. He let it all out after that trophy presentation.
I know. He was in the middle of a whole host of players with security around him after the game, sort of kneeling on the ground, and stayed there until Coach Belichick came up to him and put his arms around him and talked to him for a few minutes. Beyond Tom Brady, pick another player or two on the Patriots side who were responsible for this comeback.
Well, let's go to Julian Edelman, the wide receiver who we know is one of Tom Brady's favorite targets. He made a catch in the fourth quarter of this game when the Patriots made their comeback that some people are calling the greatest catch in Super Bowl history. It was a pass that was over the middle of the field. It was tipped a little bit with couple defenders around the area, and Julian Edelman somehow dove and reached out and caught it before it hit the ground. So that was one player. And another player would be linebacker Dante Hightower, who strip-sacked Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, took the ball away from him. The Patriots offense got the ball back in the fourth quarter. They turned it into a quick touchdown. And also James White, the running back, who set a Super Bowl record with 14 receptions for 110 yards, which is the most receiving yards for a running back as well in Super Bowl history. So those would be three outside of Brady that stand out.
I have to ask about what's ahead. The Pats are on to the duck boats tomorrow for the victory parade starting at 11 a.m. We'll get more information on that during the day today from Boston City Hall. But how soon does work begin on next year's team? The Pats have 14 players whose contracts are up and who are about to be free agents.
Well, knowing Bill Belichick, that work will probably start at the end of this week. He often talks about how it's a problem that you want to have, but that every other team around the league has already turned the page, so they're behind. Of course, you want to be behind because that means you played and won in the Super Bowl, but he will get to it really fast. That's traditionally been the way it works, where they celebrate for a couple days, and then Bill Belichick will turn that page right to 2017 season.
One memorable thing this season for you, Mike Reese, beyond last night's incredible Super Bowl win?
I would tell you, I think that game in Cleveland, when Tom Brady came back for the first time from that suspension, and all the fans that travel, Bob, to Cleveland for that game, it was Columbus Day weekend, so it was a long weekend. It gave fans an opportunity to travel. Almost turned it into like a home game. And what I saw develop from that time throughout the rest of the year was a connection between Patriots fans and Tom Brady. It's almost like he has his offensive line protecting him on the field. And I felt like the fans really rallied around him to protect his legacy and reputation coming off that suspension. I thought that scene in Cleveland was a special one to witness, and that really stood out to me.
And they all get to say thanks to him tomorrow and vice versa in the victory parade that'll wind through the streets of Boston. Mike Reese, who's been covering the New England Patriots for WBUR throughout the season. Mike Reese, who works for ESPNBoston.com, thank you so very much.
And thanks for having me.